Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association and Walmart Stores. Do you remember the good old days when corn, soybeans, and wheat was cheap? There weren't any articles slamming the farmer for high food prices then. We weren't being blamed for anything. We were subsidizing the consumer with the least expensive, highest quality food in the world. Then almost overnight, prices of corn and other commodities shot up. We're on the radar screen now. We're on the cover of Time magazine. The clean energy scam. Ethanol's a farce. Blame ethanol for higher corn prices. Even our own livestock industry is complaining about the cost of feed. Now, this kind of inaccurate, inflammatory publicity can hurt our cause. In the first place, any country that spends less than 10% of family income to put food on the table has a real bargain. We need to stand our ground. The United States food industry is second to none. And yes, food prices are up, maybe 6%. That's only about 3% above inflation. Keep in mind our cost of raising a crop has jumped by perhaps 40%. And that's mostly driven by the cost of energy. Don't forget our own biofuels are helping to hold down the cost of fuel. A recent study tells us gas would be $4 per gallon now if it were not for ethanol. Most studies that I've read confirm the primary driving force pushing up food prices is global demand for meat. To produce meat, it takes grain. Market forces are setting prices and no one can do much about it, nor should we. In spite of the hail of criticism coming down on the biofuels industry, I think we're in a pretty strong position. Our citizens accept the reality that we need to reduce our energy dependence on the Middle East and Venezuela. Why should we continue to transfer our wealth to unfriendly countries? Let's keep it here at home. We can grow it, and we have sun, and we have wind. The whole food industry needs to stand together, including grain, livestock, processors, wholesalers, and retailers. The rising tide will lift all boats, and the United States will be stronger and more secure. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.